works for the good of those who love him. Let's read from the writings of Dale Calhoun. Today's message is a source of encouragement, reminding us of the unwavering truth found in Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Let us delve into this powerful promise and explore other Bible references that reinforce the idea that no matter what happens, God is always working for our best interests. Romans 8:28, anchor of assurance. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. This foundational verse serves as our anchor, assuring us that God's sovereignty is at work in every circumstance of our lives. Even in the midst of trials and challenges, God is actively working for the ultimate good of his beloved children. New Genesis 50:20, Joseph's perspective, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done." The story of Joseph in Genesis 50:20 illustrates the truth of Romans 8:28. Despite facing betrayal and adversity, Joseph recognized that God's ultimate plan was for good. What others intended for harm, God used for the greater purpose of saving many lives. Read Jeremiah 29:11, God's plans for prosperity. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope."
Reading from Minister Dale Calhoun messages, "Do not be defiant." Earthquakes in Iceland. Recent seismic activity in Iceland, particularly in the southwestern Reykjanes Peninsula, has raised concerns about potential volcanic eruptions. The region experienced numerous shallow earthquakes over 2 days, suggesting a swarm of seismic activity near Sundjakajigur. Matthew 24 verses 7 to 8. "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains." Chinese vessels near Ayungin Shoal. The Philippine Coast Guard reported the presence of the largest swarm of Chinese vessels, totaling 38, near Ayungin Shoal during a recent resupply mission to the BRP Sierra Madre outpost. Psalm 2 verses 1 to 3. "Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? Kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles." Closure of Blue Lagoon Spa. Iceland's famed Blue Lagoon geothermal spa temporarily closed due to the swarm of earthquakes, heightening concerns about a possible volcanic eruption. The seismic activity has put the country's most populated region on alert. Luke 21 verses 25 to 26. "There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken." Matthew 25 verses 35 to 36. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Newsworthy events in Asia. Recent news articles highlight various events in Asia, from fluctuations in foreign exchange markets to the strategic movements of Chinese ships in the South China Sea. Matthew 24 verse 6. "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet." This is our Breakaway Power Hour message for today. Dale assures not every event means it's the end of the world. This is our Breakaway Power Hour message for today, this evening, or night. God bless. Thank you for listening to our Breakaway Power Hour. Today we read from Minister Dale Calhoun's writings of God's unwavering presence in our lives. Today, we read from Minister Dale Calhoun's writings of God's unwavering presence in our lives, presence that transcends time and space. Today, we are reading from Minister Dale Calhoun's timeless writings of God's unwavering presence in our lives, presence that transcends time and space, our existence. As we delve into the scriptures, let us open our hearts and minds to receive the divine assurance that God is not a distant observer, but an active participant in our journeys, a compassionate companion who walks with us every step of the way. In In Hebrews 14, verse 16, we find a powerful affirmation of God's imminence. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This verse encapsulates the essence of God's accessibility, his willingness to welcome us into his presence, regardless of our imperfections or shortcomings. We are invited to approach him with boldness, knowing that he is not a stern judge, but a loving father who eagerly awaits our embrace. Peter echoes this sentiment in his first epistle, declaring, "You are being guarded by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." This verse highlights the protective nature of God's presence, a constant shield that safeguards us from the dangers and pitfalls that life throws our way. We are not left to our own devices, but are enveloped in an impenetrable fortress of divine grace. In the Gospel of Matthew, we encounter Jesus' ministry in Galilee, where he is repeatedly confronted by the sick, the afflicted, and the marginalized. His response is always one of compassion and healing, demonstrating the tangible presence of God in the world. In Matthew 4, verses 24 to 25, we witness Jesus' miraculous power as he heals the sick and casts out demons, spreading a message of hope and restoration throughout the region. The Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew chapters 5 to 7, is a profound articulation of God's moral teachings, blueprint for living a life aligned with his divine principles. Matthew 5 verses 1 to 12, Jesus outlines the Beatitudes, a series of blessings that promise divine favor to those who embody qualities such as humility, righteousness, and mercy. These Beatitudes serve as a roadmap for cultivating a life of virtue and spiritual fulfillment. In Matthew 18 verse 11, Jesus reminds us of God's unwavering concern for the lost and the least, stating, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This verse emphasizes God's relentless pursuit of those who have strayed, his unwavering commitment to bringing them back into the fold of his love. He is not content with leaving his children to wander in darkness, but actively seeks their restoration and redemption. Throughout the scriptures, we find countless examples of individuals who have experienced the transformative power of God's presence. Among these, Joseph and Mary stand out as beacons of faith and obedience. Their unwavering belief in God's promises led them to embrace their roles as the earthly parents of Jesus, the Messiah. Their story serves as a testament to the transformative power of faith and the unwavering presence of God in the lives of those who seek him. Dear brothers and sisters, as we conclude this reflection on God's presence with us today, let us carry with us the profound assurance that we are not alone in our journeys.
Breakaway Thunders Media concludes with a confirmation from ACDC about their return to music.